Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Final hour here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Around the NFL we go before we preview tonight's NBA action. I feel like I should get my like Ian Eagle voice on. NBA action. You remember that show, Anthony? Did you ever watch NBA action?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
That was cool. TNT, right?
It was on, I think they did TNT, but mostly NBA TV deal, where they would just go around the league and do highlights, and Ian did all the voiceover work for it, which was he's great at. And just like sounded really cool. It's just like the kind of show that doesn't exist anymore. Now they're like, let's have two people that don't know what they're talking about scream at each other. Yay! Who'd want to watch the games or the highlights when we can talk about the dumbest possible thing we can think of and scream at each other about it? Yay! You have no further comment at this time?
I do not, Craig.
Okay, let's go around the NFL then, shall we? In many ways, this feels like one of the dumbest things we can possibly talk about. Do we have the audio of the Travis Hunter thing?
No, I couldn't find it, but it was from his conversation with a CBS sports reporter.
Okay, but we're sure this is real.
Yes, this is a real quote. This is a real quote.
Okay. Travis Hunter, headline, CBS Sports. Travis Hunter would rather stop playing versus playing one position. Chats Brown's fit. Why Shedeur Sanders is QB1? So the quote, it goes something like this. I just feel very confident in myself, and I got a competitive spirit that I can do whatever I put my mind to, and I feel like I can do it. It's been a blessing learning from the best to play that position, talking about Deion playing corner, and you want to be better than him, so it's just good to be in that position. Just him telling me to just be where my feet are and take every moment and enjoying it. No, you only get to do it one time. But the thing that really comes out of this is somewhere in this interview with CBS Sports, he says, I would rather stop playing football than stop playing both wide receiver and corner. Upon meeting with teams around the league in the weeks leading up to the draft, he's made it clear he wants to continue playing both sides of the ball as a professional, something he told CBS Sports isn't an issue for any club he's met with. However, and if an NFL team told him it'd only allow him to play either wide receiver or cornerback, Hunter would make it clear he's not playing football at all. It's never playing football again, Hunter told CBS Sports last week, because I've been doing it my whole life and I love being on the football field and I feel like I could dominate on each side of the ball, so I really enjoy doing it. I admire Travis Hunter's confidence and do think it's a huge part of what makes him special. However, if I'm going to be the bad guy here, buddy, you have never, ever, I'm not even doing the buddy thing. That's too pejorative. You have never played anything close to NFL football because nothing else exists on the planet like NFL football. These are the best of the best of the best of the best. And they are fully dedicated to doing their jobs at the absolute highest level. Do I think Travis Hunter can play some semblance of two-way football? Yes. Can he play both ways full-time in the NFL? I'll I would love to be wrong. Would love to be wrong. But I don't think so. Because I don't think anybody can do it. It's not a shot at Travis Hunter. Who, by the way, we also don't know what kind of athlete he is. All that kind of stuff. We know the tape's outstanding. We know the production's amazing. But he didn't run. He didn't do all this stuff. So we actually don't even know some of the draft profile at either position. And those are two of the traitsiest positions that we have. So the idea that he could play both, nevertheless dominate at both, runs into the, like, saying that he can't, shouldn't feel like a hot take. This is not, media guy doubts Travis Hunter. It's media guy's been around the NFL a long time and knows how hard this is and has respect for how hard the NFL is. And the fact that the type of meetings and game plan and schedule stuff that you spend your entire time as a professional being an offensive player, and there is no time to be a defensive player. Can you come up with a package of plays? Yes. Can you make it work somehow in practice? Yes. But it is just logistically impossible, in my opinion, to be great as a full-time two-way player in the NFL. And while I am not going to sit here and be like, Travis Hunter's a bad dude, Travis Hunter's out of his mind, I'm not, like, it's not actually a reflection negatively on Travis Hunter's character in any way. I want to be clear about that. And I love the confidence that he has, and I think that's essential to who he is. End of sentence, new sentence, there's no way he can play both ways full-time at a high level in the NFL because nobody can.
Yeah, I just view this whole situation as Travis, you know, popping his stuff, to be honest. Like, I think he understands, like, he's not going to go lower than three in this NFL draft. And I think, you know, he's just using this time, this space, you know, just get off, you know, everything that he worked for and earned while in college. And I do think, you know, he can do both probably at an exceptional level, but not play the amount of reps. I think, and we've talked about it, maybe like if he is a full-time defensive back and you know, have packages for him on the offensive side of the ball.
That's how I would do it.
That would be acceptable, but
and again,
playing both ways is crazy.
This isn't a shot at his conditioning.
Nah.
It's not like, hey, man, I don't think you can do it because you're going to get gassed. Or, although I will say, 18 NFL games, bro, there are no peewee pie cup states on the schedule. Like, it's 18 NFL football games, and your ability to hold up, most guys can't hold up playing one position in an NFL season. So, like, it is not unreasonable to say, hey, the amount of damage you're going to do to your body doesn't feel like the way to have a good long career in the NFL doing that. But it is purely, and again, I hate to get caught up in this kind of detail, but, like, it's a logistics issue. You can't be in two places at once. You can't fully get the offensive game plan and the defensive game plan and practice on both sides of the ball in the NFL at an NFL level. You can do it in college. The game plans are way less specific. And in order to succeed, you need way less practice time. But that's double the film, double the meetings, double the details, double the everything if you're going to try to do it full time. And that is an unreasonable expectation, especially in year one where you're just trying to learn the NFL game to begin with. And I think the only part of it that, like, rubs, if I'm being honest, rubs me the wrong way is the I'll quit football. I'll quit football if you don't let me do something that no one else has ever done before. What? And if he just means, like, hey, if they're not going to let me do what Deion did, because Deion played both ways. Deion had some offensive snaps when he was in Dallas and in San Francisco. And it worked. Like, he was effective in those. He scored some touchdowns. He probably could have been an all-pro wide receiver if he had dedicated to that full time. I got no problem with that. Again, making demands before you've been drafted, like, I don't know how that hits in an NFL locker room. I don't know how that hits with NFL coaching staffs, whatever. But as long as it's not like, I'll quit if you don't let me do it all. Like, whatever. It's just talk. It's all pre-draft stuff. The draft should have happened. One thing that I've appreciated about the WNBA draft that we've been talking about the last couple days, Anthony, the season ended a week ago. We got the draft, and then we move on, and the season's coming. The season part is way more condensed than the off-season part. I like that. It's too much talking. Too much, not enough playing. I mean, there's plenty of playing. We don't need to go 18 games. Earlier I said 18, 17 games still, although the NFL's trying. Too much talking time in the NFL calendar.
Yeah, I think this also, I don't know if you remember, but do you remember when Caleb Williams was trying to demand that his contract be paid through an LLC before, like, he even, you know, stepped foot in the NFL. I think what Trav is saying and doing sort of kind of gives me, you know, a resemblance of sort of kind of what Caleb was trying to do last year.
And I think it's the new era of college athlete. Like, these guys are businesses when they come in. They don't have a lot of leverage on stuff because of the way the draft works. Mm-hmm. And the collectively bargained way that business is done, that they were not a part of bargaining and were not really thought of when bargaining. And now all of a sudden they're coming in, not as kids that don't have a lot of money, or maybe even if they do have money, it's from their parents. They're coming in as guys that have earned millions of dollars in college based off of who they are.
Yeah.
And so it's a different deal. And the NFL is going to have to adjust on some level. And this is where the young and old parts of me almost fight, where you're like, on some level, I respect it. And as like, if you want to talk about the free market and you want to talk about, you know, hey, let's not be disrespectful to kids. I remember how I felt as a younger person sometimes thinking like, you're just disrespecting me because my age is a number, like this is BS. But also I think as you get older, you also realize that some elements of structure and hierarchy are there for a reason, and respecting, not just for if people don't earn it, that's one thing, but like having some respect for the institutions that you're going to become a part of is important. And by this, I mean like the NFL. And it's because there's a lot of people that have come before you that have put in a lot of work to lay the groundwork for what you're going to do. And some of those people are still in the locker room you're going to have to go in. And they don't really care that you're a hotshot college kid, because 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago, they were hotshot college kids. And you're not that special at that in that way. You go from being the super special prospect to going in a room full of other dudes who were really special prospects, or who overcame the fact that they weren't and made a roster. So I just think that like that is something that Travis Hunter, once he gets into the locker room, when and all these guys get into the locker room, like they're going to have to deal with the reality that they are now in a room of peers as opposed to being guys that are kind of above everyone else around them.
Yep.
Jalen Ramsey's also on the trade block. We don't have time to talk about that. No, the Commanders should not pursue him. They've given up enough draft capital.
You sure? I'm joking.
I would have, if the Dolphins want to trade Marshawn Lattimore for Jalen Ramsey, I'd be interested in that.
I probably would too, but dang, I think that would be a little harsh.
I mean, yeah, of course it would be. But like the point is they already gave up draft capital for Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
They already have their veteran corner who's kind of expensive, and they gave up draft capital for it. They don't need another one. It's not a way to build a roster. So that's all I mean by that. With all due respect, Marshawn, you're just fine player. But unless the Commanders are going doing that, there's no just straight player for player. There's no way they should pursue Jalen Ramsey. But just a good reminder that wild stuff can happen. I don't think a couple years ago we saw the A.J. Brown trade coming on draft night. So expect craziness over the next 9 days here. Of course, the NFL draft is next Thursday. When we get back, we can talk about the Ramsey stuff and some other NFL news and notes that we didn't get to there. The Derek Carr thing, what a nightmare that is. We'll catch up on the rest of the NFL news and notes next. But first, the latest on the world, or latest from the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you wanna at Wawa with customizable roasted or crispy chicken sandwiches. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Caps Hockey. Hour 10 from now, the puck drops. That's here on the Team 980 tonight, right, Anthony? Did we double check that in the break?
I'm still checking.
Oh. That means no, you didn't.
I did not.
I didn't check it either, so I'm not gonna throw you under the bus. I was on social media real quick, and I did see a meme that I meant to bring up earlier. There was a post going around last night, because obviously Paige Beckers goes to Dallas. We'll get back to the NFL stuff in 20 seconds, but there with Paige Beckers going to Dallas, someone goes, Nico Harrison can't trade Wings players, right?
I'm crying.
So are Mavs fans. a couple other NFL news and notes that we haven't had a chance to get to / go through today. First, just a salute to a rival who is hanging it up. Longtime Cowboys left tackle Tyron Smith hanging it up, signed a one-day contract to retire as a Cowboy, played with the Jets and some other teams over the past couple of years. Really, I guess it was just the Jets. Yeah, just the Jets last year. But ultimately decides to hang it up. 14 years, most of them in Dallas. I was down there when he was young, and I mean, I got a chance to cover Tyron and Trent back to back. Those dudes athletically, holy crap. The things that Tyron Smith could do from a movement standpoint and the skill standpoint and just manhandling other large, fast, strong human beings, an anchor on that when Dallas had the best line in the league and it was him and Zach Martin and Travis Frederick and Bill Callahan was coaching him, like, whoo, buddy, that's a good football player. He's on a one-way ticket to the Hall of Fame. So congrats, Tyron Smith, on an excellent career. Also, Anthony, we don't have to look this up because Chris Russell did for us. He just texted me. Yes. Yes. The Capitals are here on the Team 980 tonight.
Thank you, Rooster.
Thank you, Rooster. Sometimes we get confused when we have to do our full show. It's like, no, we just get BetMGM tonight is next because we're going until 7 o'clock. And it was like, actually, no, the Caps just are playing at 7:30 tonight. So they're up in Long Island playing the Islanders. And you can hear it here on the Team 980 because that's what's scheduled and because Chris Russell said so. Can you imagine if stuff just happened because Chris Russell said so?
No, actually.
That's a terrifying thought.
I would rather not.
There would be a lot less traffic. I can tell you, I can tell you that much. Other news and notes. We got the 17 players that are going to be at the NFL draft, Anthony. Interestingly enough, there will be three quarterbacks, but none of them is Shedeur Sanders. He is not going to be in attendance, which honestly, like, being at the NFL draft and having your moment with the commissioner, sick. Love that. If that's what your dream is, and to take your walk across the stage. But if you're Shedeur and you don't know if you're going to go 2 or 22, I also get not wanting to be there and have the cameras on you in that way and watch the green room potentially empty out around you. And you got to go all the way to Green Bay, Wisconsin to do it. I do wonder if there's some guys that are just like, you know what? I can skip the trip to Green Bay. It's not like we're going to go shopping in New York first. Like, what are they going to do? It's Green Bay. You get a tour of Lambeau, and then you do the media obligations, and you go to lunch at some cafe, because that's, I'm sure there's, or whatever restaurants are in Green Bay, and then you get drafted. It's not exactly in a big city. I get that it's a historic spot. I have nothing against Green Bay. I would love to go to Green Bay, to go to Lambeau for a game. This seems like a tactical error by the NFL to have this draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And by the way, it's also supposed to be like 30 degrees.
I mean, the location, all right, I can understand. All right, maybe you don't want to be in Green Bay. But, dude, this is the NFL draft. You get one opportunity at this. And I feel like even if he doesn't know if he's going to go at 2 or 22, Lamar was the last pick of the first round. He had to sit there and sweat.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I think this is a mistake by Shedeur. I think he should be there, but
hey, it's his moment. And also, like, Shedeur may have known Roger Goodell for a long time because of his dad, and you know, it might not be quite as big of a deal to go up and shake the commissioner's hand and all that. He might want to. Anybody wants to celebrate with their family? You know, who is it? Was it Joe Thomas? No, might have been Travis Frederick. I was one of the Wisconsin linemen at some point. I'm pretty sure. A couple years ago, it was like third or fourth overall pick. And he was like, I don't want to know. I don't want to stress about it. I'm going fishing with my dad. And dude went fishing instead of watching. Forget being in wherever the city was at that point. I think this was post the New York era. But someone just went fishing during the draft.
That's dope.
Yeah. So whatever you want to do. The other two quarterbacks besides Cam Ward, who will likely be the number one pick in this draft that are going to attend, Ole Miss's Jackson Dart, Alabama's Jalen Milroe. Interesting. Travis Hunter will be in attendance. Wide receivers Matthew Golden and Tet McMillan. Abdul Carter, Ashton Jeanty, Will Campbell, Mason Graham. All expected top 10 picks. All will be there. And then another couple of Alabama guys. Tyler Booker, Jahad Campbell, Georgia's Malachi Starks, and Michael Williams. And Michigan's got Graham and then cornerback Will Johnson that will be there. The last two guys, Josh Simmons, the offensive tackle out of Ohio State, that feels like a good sign for him to go in the first round. And then Texas A&M defensive end Shamar Stewart. So
is Jalen Milroe the most surprising?
Yeah. I know they're trying to get some guys who might be day two picks. It's like, hey, let's get some guys that are in the green room for day two. And he definitely feels like a day two pick. So I also wonder if they like are like, hey, man, there's a chance you could go in the first. We've had some teams say that if things go whatever way, maybe. But also, good chance that we've got you here for Friday. So if I'm Jalen Milroe's agent, I want to be clear, and I also don't want the camera on me all day, and you know I don't want them talking about my guy bad. I'd want assurances before he wants to go. But if he wants to have his moment with the commissioner, then or you know be on stage after he gets drafted, whether it's Thursday or Friday, like more power to him. Who are we to?
If you were in his shoes, would you wear your best fit draft day or day two?
I'd have a sharp suit on Thursday. I'd have my fit on Friday.
Okay. I like the way you get down, Craig.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, if it happens, like I'm going to look good. But the one that I hope is in the video montage for a decade, decades to come, because I overcame the odds, I'd save that one for Friday if I was Jalen Milroe based off of everything that I know. But I don't know anything. Maybe he's got a promise from a team. Who knows? Maybe some team has been like, hey, man, we're going to take you at 52 anyway. We're going to call. As long as someone else doesn't steal you before us, we'll call the Chiefs, we'll call the Eagles, we'll call the Commanders, we'll call the Lions, we'll call these teams at the end of the first round, and we'll get ourselves up there to take you because we want to have you in the first round with that fifth-year option. So where you're fit, be ready, and we'll call you way too late on Thursday night. I can see it. Dude ran a 4.37 in his pro day.
Exactly.
They don't make athletes like that. Not a lot of them. You know, Jalen Milroe is a guy, sometimes like these second round quarterbacks, I'm like, what was the point of that? That guy, like, boom or bust. For him, it's boom or running back because he's genuinely that good of a runner. I mean that as a compliment. Like, if Jalen Milroe fails at quarterback, and I would let him fail at quarterback first, I would give him every opportunity because of how special of an athlete he is. Back up for a couple years, whatever, maybe a package of plays to make you be useful in short yardage situations while he learns. But that dude could be in the league for 10 years because he turns into Cordarrelle Patterson as a kick returner, running back, receiver, something, because he's that special of an athlete.
We've seen Braxton Miller, though, former quarterback, converted wide receiver. Now, he didn't last 10 years in the NFL, but
no, like, he had a little bit of a career. Yeah.
With the Texans.
I mean, Antoine Randle-El went the full flip to wide receiver and was awesome. Now he's a receivers coach, maybe a future OC in the league. So definitely worse things that can happen. And this isn't like... This isn't when people said that about Lamar. And it's like, dude just won the Heisman Trophy and is clearly a quarterback. Jalen Milroe, some real questions about his accuracy and stuff, but very, very, very special athlete. All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, the NBA's play-in tournament starts tonight. In fact, it's starting like now? Or is it starting at 7:30? Anthony, you told me 6:30.
7.
It's starting soon. We'll preview the games. And including what time they start next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the final half hour of the Hoffman Show. Here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Bunch of programming notes real quick. Tomorrow, the Mystics have their introductory press conference with Sonia Citron, Kiki Iriafen, and Georgia Amor. Jamila Weideman, their GM, will also speak at that, so we'll probably have some content from that. Thursday, Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, has his press conference to end the season. Then next Tuesday, I believe the Adam Peters press conference, pre-draft style, is going down. So plenty of executives and players and people that you want to hear from that you'll hear from on the show over the next week. And of course, the NFL draft is next Thursday. We are going all the way till 8 o'clock that night. So 4 hours worth of Hoffman Show coverage on the NFL draft on Thursday, April 24th, leading into the first round. Tonight, the NBA's play-in tournament goes down, or it starts. It starts with the 2-7-8 games, the Orlando Magic and the Atlanta Hawks in the East, the Golden State Warriors and Memphis Grizzlies in the West. And in case you forgot how this tournament works, luckily, in the break, actually, Anthony, I was scrolling Instagram, and this is a couple years old, but the rules haven't changed. TNT had Charles Barkley do a friendly explainer, and I'm sorry, I don't know that you'll get it after this, but this is funny.
So how's it going to work, Chuck? Please.
Okay. Yeah, no, you don't have to get up, fool.
Get up, man.
You have a laser. That's the point of a laser.
He does have no idea.
Okay.
You better get in front of that and ruin the shot. But go ahead.
We got it? America.
Okay.
Loser. Loser.
So here's what's going to happen.
Loser.
You're not explaining the format.
I am explaining. These two teams are losers.
Right.
The two losers are going to play each other. The two half-losers are going to play each other.
Hey, which one should we watch, the pointer or your finger?
So,
what happens in that 9-10 game?
Well, the two top losers move over here.
They're not the top losers, actually.
They're
the worst losers.
They're the first.
Nine is playing 10, Charles.
Yeah, they're the first two losers.
Okay, so what happens then?
So they play each other, uh-huh. And the winner gets all moved over here.
And what happens to the other one?
Well, then the two baby losers, 7 and 8, they play over here.
Yo, put the laser down. You know
okay.
Where's the winner go?
The winner goes right over here to the 7 seed over here. Okay. And these two losers are going to play the number one seed. Then they'll be losered out after the first round of the playoffs.
And then what I have a feeling it's going to be the same thing on the other side, only in red.
These are the two losers. These are 9 and 10, America.
Okay.
And these are 7 and 8.
So if 9 beats 10, what happens?
They play the winner.
No, just what happens with if 9?
They play the loser of 7-8. They play the second loser.
Okay.
Okay. And then the winner plays the 8 seed, the first loser. They're going to get killed.
Okay.
Then the second loser goes down here to number 7.
You know, laser guy.
You got all that, Anthony?
I mean, it sounds like some losers are going to play some losers, and then that loser is actually going to play the loser that's not the loser right there. So, yeah, they're all losers.
I don't think Chuck likes to play in tournament.
They're losers.
I think he agrees with me and Christy Winter Scott yesterday that this whole thing is very silly. What actually happens is the winners tonight are the 7th seed. Tonight it is 7-8 in the East, 7-8 in the West. The winner of the 7-8 game is the 7th seed in the actual playoff bracket. The loser moves on to a second play-in game. Tomorrow night, 9 versus 10 in the East and 9 versus 10 in the West. The winner of that game plays the loser of the 7-8 game. The loser of the 9-10 game is done. You go home. Your season is over. The winner of the 9-10 game goes to face the loser of the 7-8 game. Those games happen on Friday. The winner of the Friday games becomes the 8 seed. I didn't need a laser pointer, a board. I didn't need visual representation. Charles needed all of it and still didn't do that. Of course, mine wasn't nearly as entertaining as whatever the hell that was.
Man, Charles, he is the gift that keeps on giving.
Thank God that he's going to continue to keep on giving, because even though the NBA on TNT is going away, the Inside the NBA show is not. It's going to air on ESPN next year, so thank God for that. All right, tonight, as for the actual matchups, Anthony, it starts off with Hawks Magic, which is, I'm good for the Atlanta Hawks because they obviously had the number one pick last year. They were supposed to be, or not supposed to have it. They won the lottery kind of out of left field, but they were able to put together a solid season. Bounce back after missing the playoffs last year. They're 40-42. I do fear that they are potentially in this just like cycle of mediocrity where I don't know how they get a lot better unless Reese Archer, their number one pick for this year, just turns into a monster. And that could take a couple years. At this point, if I'm them, I'm probably trying to flip Trae Young this offseason. But Young, another fantastic year, 24 points per game. DeAndre Hunter's become a really nice player for them, but he only played in 37 games. They've had health issues over the past couple of years, 19 a game. Jalen Johnson, same thing, started 36 games, but averaged 19 points, but he only played 36 games on the year. So they've got a couple of really nice pieces. Okongwu, the power forward, really good defender. Reese Archer averaged 12 points, 3.5 rebounds, an assist, a steal his rookie year. But I think the bigger thing is on the other side, you have an Orlando Magic team that's genuinely on the up and up, that if they hadn't had a injury middle of the season to Paolo Banchero, and then Wagner Mo Wagner got hurt in the middle of the year as well, and he's done. I think this is a Magic team that's probably higher up the standings. But they hopefully moving forward, you know, Jalen Suggs, we saw he's obviously not playing. He's out for the season and has been. But if they can get Mo Wagner back and Suggs, we saw Suggs last night supporting his girlfriend Haley Van Lith at the W Draft in New York. Like, this is a Magic team that I think is in many ways a model for what the Wizards want to do, getting a bunch of young talent, letting them grow together, and then, you know, you're going to have to be the 8 seed or the 10 seed before you ultimately become the, you know, the 3 seed, but that is where this team is headed if Paolo Banchero and the rest of these young players continue to develop.
Yeah, last year they didn't have to necessarily deal with that because they were fairly healthy. But yeah, the injuries earlier this season definitely did hurt the Orlando Magic. And then with the Hawks, I want to see the Hawks thrive and prevail so bad because I'm a Trae Young fan. I think he's one of the most underrated superstars in the league. Well, I'm not going to say superstars. One of the most underrated stars in the league. But they've just done a bad job of, you know, putting talent around him. We thought John Collins was going to work out. Didn't necessarily work. Clint Capella, I mean, he was all right, but like there weren't any other like veterans that, you know, could have assisted Trae Young. So I think that's where they are still trying to like find out how to build around him. And until they figure that out, they're gonna suck. But what did Charles say? They're gonna be a loser.
Yeah, big offseason for Atlanta ahead, and I think that'll happen after tonight. I think Orlando is able to do this if Banchero can go nuts. But also, dude, Trae in these big games. Actually, I would not touch this game now that I think about it. Trae Young in a big spot scares the daylights out of
me. One game, that's all it takes. One game, so he might go for 40 or 40, 50.
45 with 13 assists, and he's just throwing lobs everywhere. Like,
and no sucks definitely does hurt. So
yeah, for sure. All right, the highlight game, if you will, the marquee game is
which we'll be asleep for
other game. Yeah, unfortunately, but this is one I might tape it, Anthony. Ooh, and watch the whole thing back tomorrow. Memphis and Golden State. We'll talk about that one next as we wrap things up here on the Team 980.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And our final about 7-ish minutes here before we give way to Capitals hockey here on the Team 980. They're going to do that hockey, Anthony.
They are.
Do you get that reference?
Do that hockey is kind of crazy.
That's the Chance the Rapper SNL skit, which you accidentally earlier in the show turned into when talking about golf. You literally said sometimes that golf be golfing.
Golf does be golfing.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's just...
I don't know if it's the golf ball or the golf club that has a mind of its own, but, you know, I don't understand it sometimes.
Yeah. When was the last time you swung a golf club?
Probably November, I think. Top Golf.
I was about to say, at Top Golf?
I'm nice. Top Golf.
I want to go to Top Golf. We show field trip with a camera crew. We need to go to Top Golf. Oh God. Oh God, that's your swing? It's not Charles Barkley bad.
No, it's a work in progress too.
I believe it or not, I could tell. man. Tonight, man with a very good golf swing is going to play basketball. Steph Curry and the Warriors taking on Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. The good news for the Warriors is that Jimmy Butler is not on the injury report. Was definitely scared after he took that thigh or that knee to the thigh from Kawhi Leonard. It might have even looked like it was knee to knee. That thing was going to lock up, stiffen up, and he wasn't going to be able to go tonight. But I just checked, and Moses Moody is the only player on the Warriors injury report. He's day to day. He's likely to go tonight. So the Warriors should be at full strength against Ja Morant and this Grizzlies team, who they played just a couple of weeks ago. Really tough. They won that game. Ja and them were right there. This is a matchup, Anthony, a lot of us expected to see in the playoffs for a bunch of years. As two of the best teams in the West, based off their showdown a couple years ago, and that young, scrappy Grizzlies team gave the Warriors a run for their money on the way to that 2022 title. But it just hasn't happened. A lot of different stuff off the court and on with Ja injuries and otherwise. Other players in and out, and you know Dylan Brooks obviously long gone, was kind of a protagonist in that series. Meanwhile, the Warriors still have Draymond, still have Steph, still have guys like Moody. Who've become a part of their core. And then, of course, they made the Jimmy Butler move, and I expect them to sick Butler on Ja tonight, sick Moody on Ja, a little bit of Draymond to mix things up, which is kind of, I think, going to be their formula for any perimeter player they face in the playoffs. And I think the Warriors, you know, obviously, look, they're the better team. They're favored in this game, and I think the experience that they have, and Steph is a big-game player, is just unbelievable. And I think that there's definitely a chance that he goes absolutely bananas tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be rooting for the Grizzlies just because I want to see the Warriors versus the Thunder. I'm pushing this.
So you want the Warriors to lose tonight, win the next one, and be the eighth seed?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
I want that
as the Western Conference Finals.
Basically so that the Thunder have a tough first-round matchup against the Warriors. Well, I think is a very good team. They lost on Sunday to the Clippers in a very good game, but that team is scary to play. They've been playing some of the best basketball, as of late. And you know that
sometimes they dropped
one. It
feels like the Warriors are playing football.
They dropped one, but I think that was just one game. I think they go out here, they get the job done. But I do think this is a good opportunity for Ja to remind everybody that he is a bona fide superstar in this league. And if he can go out there and, you know, put on a performance and win this game against the Warriors, I think a lot of people will be on notice.
Yeah, definitely. I think this Memphis team is dangerous. I mean, so often their success just comes down to whether Jaren Jackson Jr. can stay out of foul trouble. And so it is, you know, can they find a way to get him involved in some pick and rolls, get some stuff run at him, and get him in foul trouble? You get him off the floor. I'm not saying that like it's a wrap, but it's a completely different team.
Mm-hmm.
By the same token, you know, Draymond's got to stay clean on the foul trouble, and Jimmy, you know, is the X factor in all of it. Because if Butler, like, that's the difference in this team versus the Warriors teams of, let's say, the last 3 to 4 years, basically since 2022, is Steph carried that team offensively to a title in 22. Klay had a couple of nice moments, but Klay at that point is post ACL, post Achilles, doesn't have the explosiveness and the off ball creativity or off the bounce creativity anymore to be like a consistent offensive threat. And so Steph's kind of been, and they've relied on all the motion and the idea that Steph has this gravitational pull to create offense. And now I can just give the ball to Jimmy Butler and get the hell out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And having that as a backup option has really changed their team. Steve Kerr's talked about it quite a bit. So definitely going to be something to watch for tonight. Not just what they can do, but how they go about it attacking this Memphis team. Who, of course, fired their coach less than a month ago. All right, that's the basketball. Let's see what else we got to wrap up this here show.
Real things.
We're not going to be sub this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
This is one of the funnier stories that's been told recently. On Julian Edelman's podcast, Puka Nacua, he explained how he got his Instagram handle. And let's just say I didn't see this one coming.
We got to plug you on Instagram. What is it? Puka is dead?
Puka is dead, yeah.
I follow you. I didn't know that was your name. I just saw Puka.
Funny story. My mom, my eighth grade year, didn't know I had Instagram. I make Instagram and it's like, I don't know, some random other name. But it's not this, yeah. My mom finds my Instagram and changes it. And she made it Puka is dead, like to let me know I was in trouble. I've never changed my Instagram after that. I was like, that's too funny. Just like how it's spelled, IZDED, that's exactly how she did it, like to the Q. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is hilarious, mom. Like, now every time, like, kids are always like, Puka is dead. I'm like, that's me, man.
So Puka is dead because his mom got him in trouble in like high school.
And well, he got himself in trouble.
Oh, yeah, that, facts. You know, well corrected, Anthony. Well corrected.
Were your parents one of those people that didn't let you have socials at a young age?
My coming of age kind of coincided with the advent of social media.
True.
Like, I was exactly on that timeline where, like, when Facebook was invented and you had to have a college email, I was almost in college. So I had Facebook in high school. Anyway, like, MySpace in high school.
Yes, sir.
And that was fine. I'd ask you, but we're out of show. Capitals hockey coming at you here on the team 980. Puck drop 7:30.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.